Everything is a fantastical repetition. The enthusiasm of many about modernity that goes from a simple domestic object to the great economic, financial, and technological system that the worldwide life governs is going to cease to exist when everyone comes to know oneself. The truth is that there is nothing new in this world. What exists is a huge lack of true knowledge of life and of nature. The institutions that control your precious life have been in scene for millions of years. The leaders of the most powerful countries of the world have the same blood lineage that go back to the pharaohs of the ancient Egypt. Look for additional information through these names: Maxwell Jordan, Michael Kremer, Forbidden Archaeology. I will cite these two only, for the list is very long. They are researchers that base their studies in facts and reveal the whole structure imposed by the architects of power. Ruins of the present similar buildings and of the same symmetry give us testimony of very advanced cultures materially that existed in the past: Sumerian, Aztec, Maya, and Egyptian. Materially, yes, for the invisible field that they always dealt with belongs to the electromagnetism, the inferior astral dimension, with a mission to lapidate humanity. The aspects we see of these ruins is of what was left. It is nature's power showing with these signs that nothing, really nothing, will survive the weathers of time. But before the evil took possession of the earth, before its beginning, the earth lived well balanced, such as a paradise. And how this evilness began? It began with the disrespect of some. They took possession of a very rich symbology that transmitted the universal knowledge of life. They obtained the custody of a whole science that showed and elucidated the human body as the whole universe's plant. Be it Illuminati or Illuminari, that class of backward mortals defiled the whole knowledge in order to expand their power over humanity. They created money and the control institutions, made our footsteps artificially, and shut down the human soul, believing that everything would go unnoticed. They forgot that all the mysteries that exist in the universe have their guardians, beings that serve nature, who, as a consequence, will settle their accounts with them. See what the rational culture has to say. They found relics and artifacts and started to organize that reality in which they live. They entitled themselves owners of what they did not make, nor see how it was made. For when they arrived there, the world was older than what it is presently. They did not want to rule themselves by the natural, for the natural limits. They wanted to expand their wealth, and the consequences are there for everyone to see. In that epoch, one lived a long time, made contact with the superior astral beings, and lived to study nature. The third millennium phase will be the dematerialization of the inhabitants of the rational world, who has been materialized for 21 eternities in the form of reasoning gland. As it is, nature made everything right, but man ended by deviating from the true being to live under the illusion of the Isis veil. Reasoning awaits his awakening through the energy that rules the third millennium. When he wakes up, he will see the way that he opened to come here and will return to his world of origin. He will see all the steps that are already made and will return to the eternal fountain. It is a damn scurry. Everyone wanted to save the sick being called Meta. The rational superior. And thus, it does not matter what they do. Nothing impedes the waves of time that, with its force, sweep everything towards the infinite, leaving the residues of what represent the dream of this giant called humanity. These lineages went to where they could go, and if nature allowed them to come to the present days, it was for them to also see the great wave that is to come. We suggest, however, that this moment is a moment of polarization without precedent in the human history. We are bombarded by information that appears to resound the echoes of our origins. We may close our ears for not hearing anything of it, refusing to get out of our sweet illusion, but it is the interior silence that disturbs more. The ruins of the past reflect a past of glories and triumphs that were filtered by the inspection of time quality, and for excluding another part of the living beings, they did not progress. Nature does not exclude anyone, for it is the great protector of the unconditional love. As long as we do not speak nature's idiom, we shall not be able to pass through the test of time. The conditional love has closed everyone inside this glass shade. Glass for being fragile as the human arrogance itself. We take everything away from nature and we do not give it anything. And perpetuate this concept in our personal lives with everything and everyone. We plant so many seeds of conditional love that the fruits generated will only harm humanity. But as the greatest of all sages say, to plant is optional, but the harvest is certain. And thus, the seeds are always the same. It is history always making a spiraling curve, projecting itself again in the same points. Therefore, there is no novelty whatsoever. They are always the same seeds with other clothing. Fortunate is the one who has been attentive along the time. The ones who proceed that way do not elude themselves nor mistake themselves anymore. They know how to see through these clothing. They know all their games and know how to protect themselves without getting involved. These already know very well that the spiral that makes history ascends downwardly and not upwardly in a fantastic work of Mother Nature as a great universal screen that, with the projection of the past in the present, the one who has learned ascends vertically towards heaven, and the repeaters go down in haste in the spiral to inferior classes. We are at the end. There is no protocol whatsoever, nor a Machiavellian treaty of any kind to be victorious this time. Nature has changed phase and vibrates now with the power of the powers, which is the rational energy, to lead again everything and everyone to their origin. It is thus the end of that fantastical repetition. solely aiming to lapidate and prepare humanity for the last phase of life in the matter, the rational phase of the third millennium, for the rationalization of the nations, which is everyone knowing the true world of its race, which is unique, rational, and get to know how to go back to it through the development of the reasoning that does not admit appearances of any kind.